Okay. First, I just want to share that this is a tremendous chus for me to share, inspiration and ideas on tefillah with Eilam. It's a tremendous chus for me, and a big yasher koyach to Meir for hosting, for everything, for arranging everything that he does. Thank you so much. To understand before we start what we're trying to do here, what's the matara, what are we looking for? So, it's said over in the name of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that Limud HaTorah, studying Torah and tefillah go together. And the way he explained it is that in a relationship, there's two sides. One, A talks to B and B talks to A. They talk to each other. Torah is that Hashem is talking to us in the relationship. Tefillah is us talking back to Hashem. That's our relationship. That's how they come together, Torah and Tefillah. The way Hashem talks to us is He gave us the gift, He gave us the Torah. That's very defined what the Torah is. He gave us the Torah. But in our relationship back to Hashem, in our talking back to Hashem, we also have a gift, and that gift is the Siddur. The Siddur was given to us, much of it was written by Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. There was Nevi'im. It's infinite what's going on in Tefillah. And the purpose is to try to go learn the Siddur and get inspiration in Tefillah and understand what we're saying. And it's learning about Tefillah is a very good investment because we're all davening either way. It's not like we're doing what we're doing. The question is how much meaning we have in the Tefillah and how much it brings us closer to Hashem. So, I'm going to start with, you open the Siddur, Moida Ani. Moida Ani, just as an introduction to Moida Ani is a very, very important piece. And the reason is because when Hashem created the world, there's an idea called Reishis, and that is the beginning. And that is that all beginnings, the entirety of the whole thing lies, the potential of it lies in the beginning. When Hashem created the world, the Vilna Gaon explains that He, in the 6 days of creation, He really created in potential and koyach everything that's going to happen later. Hashem is mechadish every day, b'chol yom tamid, the world, but the potential was already lies in those 6 days Hashem created, and everything is playing out throughout history. And it's like that also. The Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah is coming up. We know that people are very careful in Rosh Hashanah how they act. It's a very serious day. Not merely because it's a Yom Hadin, but also because the Rosh Hashanah, it's the Rosh, it's the Reishis, it's the beginning of the year, and the entirety of the year lies, we're setting the DNA of the year on Rosh Hashanah, and how our Rosh Hashanah looks is really, is emerged, that's how it's going to play out our year. So that's why it's a very important, day. And it's also like that in a day itself. When we have a day, there's a Rosh, there's a Reishis to the day, and that's the moment we wake up in the morning. And the first minute of what's going on in our mind, what's going on in what we say and how we act, and the first moment of our day is really how we're establishing, we're setting the day, and the day could very much be dependent on the beginning of the day. So that's why Moida, this is just the Hakdama to Moida Ani. The halacha is, the Moida Ani is right when a person wakes up. The Mishnah Berurah says that we say Moida Ani even before we wash our hands. You're not saying Hashem's name, so we paskin that you could say Moed Ani right away, and a person should say right away. So what we're thinking when we're saying Moed Ani is a very, very, what we're thinking and doing and what's going on at that moment is a very crucial, so to say, moment. So that's why just as an introduction to Moed Ani. So really, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says everything, what do you do? So when you wake up in the morning, so all the Mechaber says, he says, is Yiskaber Ka'ari Lamed Babaker. A person should be strong like a lion to get up in the morning. L'avodas b'yirei, to serve Hashem. Sheyehu ma'ir shachar, you should wake up in the morning. And it's interesting, he doesn't mention Moed Ani. So in fact, the nusach of Moed Ani came later. The Seder, it's brought down hundreds of years later, and the Seder Hayayim brings it down. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and we say, it's a good thing to say Moed Ani. And I once heard a fascinating observation from my father. He once said at a simcha, he said an interesting thing. He said, when Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, when they would embark and set out on a journey, the first Shevet set off on the journey was Shevet Yehuda. They were the first ones to travel. He said, coming to mind, the two primary midas, traits of Yehuda, is one, Gvura, they're similar to a lion. It says in Vayichi, Gur Arya Yehuda. Yehuda is compared to a lion. And the second trait is Hakar Sataif. His name is Yehuda. Leah named him Yehuda. Why? Because Hapam Oida Es Hashem. I'm thinking Hashem. The essence of Yehuda is also, that's one of the primary traits of Yehuda, is Hakar Sataif, to give Haida to Hashem. These are the two primary traits. Then Klal Yisrael set off on the journey. So he said, my father said, that when a person sets off and starts his day, these are the two midas that are being used. There's Yiskaber Kari, to have the gvura like a lion, and also Moida Ani. Moida Ani means that, thank you Hashem, you gave me back my neshama. A person starts off the day with Haido, with the thanks to Hashem. I think it's important to just stop and analyze these two things, that how we start a day with. We start off with what Mechaber says, Yiskaber Kari, and also Hakar Satoiv. The first thing we think and say is Hakar Satoiv. What's significant? Why are these two things needed in the beginning of the day? So Hakar Satoiv is very understandable, because we know that the way Hashem made the world, made people, and this is the way it should be, is that when a person realizes that he benefits from someone else, he has an automatic, that's the nature is, that you feel you have to give back. So in fact, the Svarim say that the shayrish, the root of avodas Hashem, is hakar satoy, feeling, when a person realizes that he's getting from Hashem, that in itself makes a person feel that he has to give back and he has to be mamlech Hashem and make Hashem his king. So when we start off our day and we want to set it straight, what my day is going to look like, I'm going to be an eved for Hashem, I'm going to do the right thing in my day. So the first thing is hakar satoy. That's how we, you know, that's very understandable. Where does exactly Gvura, like a lion, what exactly does that mean, and why is that significant? So, for many years, I think, I always understood that, what does it mean to Yiskaber Kari Lamed Babaker? Strong like a lion. Oh, what does it mean to be like a lion? Oh, I always thought that, personally, I don't know what, that it's an idea of Zrizas, to get up with alacrity, to be strong, and Zrizas, that's the message of Yiskaber Kari. But if you look in the Bir HaGro in Shulchan Aruch, on these halachas, it's clear that he learned differently. He says, the Mechaber says, Yiskaber Kari, to be strong like a lion. And the only going here is amazing. Every line, every word in the Mechaber, he says the source for. That's the Bir HaGro. He gives the source in the Torah and in Tanakh for everything in Mechaber and Ramah. What's the source for Yiskaber Kari? Where this idea to be strong like a lion, where does it come from? So he says, the source for it is the fifth parak in Maseches Avos. Have you asked Kanomer, Rotzkatzvi, Gibor Kari, Lasis Ritzoin of Yichesh HaBashamayim. Okay, so the source for Yiskaber Kari is that Mishnah. The Ramah adds another thing that has to be going on when a person wakes up. A person wakes up, there's another element that is supposed to be going on, and that is a famous Ramah, it's from the Torah. Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Somer. A person has to always have Hashem. He has to realize that he's in the presence of Hashem. Who klal gadol b'Torah, it's a big rule in Torah, it covers all of Torah. U'b'maylas ha-tzadikim, this is the mile of what a tzadik is all about. Asher holchim lefnehu alekim, that they're going in front of Hashem, they're lefnei Hashem. And then he continues and he shows how it's relevant to every part of our day. When we're doing this, when we're walking, when a person walks and he realizes he's in front of Hashem, how he acts, everything changes when a person is Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somer. And then he ends off, and he goes to sleep a certain way, and then he says, Umiyad, when he wakes up, Kishayer Mishnasay, when he wakes up from his sleep, Yokum Bezrizos, he wakes up with alacrity, Zrizos, La'avodas Boirai, Yisalav Yisremen, to serve Hashem. So comes along the Vilna Gaon and says, what's the source for this, that you're supposed to wake up and get up with Zrizus? Says the Vilna Gaon, K'may shekosa v'kal kanesher lasis ritzein avicha. The source for this, that you're supposed to have Zrizus, is to be kal kanesher, is to be smooth like an eagle. So you see that Zrizus is learned from, you see from the Vilna Gaon, that Zrizus we know from kal kanesher. Yiskaber Kari is something else. Yiskaber Kari, the source is, because it says you should be strong like a lion. I mean, Gibor Kari. Okay, so what is Gibor Kari? Then if it's not Zerizos, what is it? So there's a fascinating Taz, the very first Taz in Shulchan Aruch. He says an amazing thing. He explains, what does it mean to be strong like a lion? So first he says, Ikar Gvura, the main Gvura that we're talking about over here, is Keneged HaYetzahara, is when is overcoming the Yetzer, the Yetzahara. Like the Mishnah says, Ezeh Gibor, Ezeh Gibor, HaKoyvish is Yitzray. What's a Gibor? Someone who overcomes his Yetzer. That's the true Gvura. V'omar Kari, and it said to be like a lion, strong like a lion. What about a lion? What's special about a lion? Ki teva ha'ari, because the nature of a lion, asher ein lo yira mishum beria. There's something unique about a lion. The nature of a lion is that they're not afraid of anyone. Not necessarily are they the strongest in the animal kingdom. Not necessarily. But they're not afraid. They're not afraid to pick a fight with any other animal out there. That's what's unique about a lion. The gvura of an ari is not necessarily that he's the strongest. Hashem made him the strongest. What's unique, his gvura is that he's not afraid to start up to from any other creature. And he brings a pasuk, mekoylem layechas. So how is that relevant to us? We should be like a lion. Cain, so too, a person, lo yala la odom meira yitzray. Sure, a person shouldn't get afraid of the struggles that he's about to face, the Yitzahara. Afshu takaf mimenu, even though the Yitzahara is stronger than me, and I know that. I'm not going to ignore that. I know that the Yitzahara, that there's things standing up against me that are stronger than me. But the midah of Gvura Kari is not to be afraid, and to just not to be afraid, and to face and be willing to fight the Yitzahara and to start the day like that. So it's actually interesting. I just saw today that the Baal HaTurim on the words Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Gur Aryeh, which is, he says, Gur Aryeh is Gematria Ze Nachshein. The Gematria of Gur Aryeh is Ze Nachshein. This is Nachshein. Nachshein ben Aminodov was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. He was a descendant of Yehuda. So according to this Taz, it's amazing because Nachshon ben Aminadav, what did he do? He jumped into the Kriyas Yamsef. He jumped in. He wasn't afraid of what was standing in front of him. So the Gur Aryeh, to be have the Gvura of an Ari, that Gvura is not to be afraid. And that's what Nachshon got from his ancestor Yehuda. With this, we can understand why a person, it's not enough just to have in the beginning of the day, a person starts his day, he has Akaras HaTayif, Moida Ani, the person realizes that what he's getting from Hashem gave me back my neshama, I have Akaras HaTayif for everything. So now I'm willing and I'm committed to be a servant of Hashem and to do the mitzvahs. But a person, that's not enough, because a person gets afraid, he's scared. He knows that the Yetzer is going to come. So for that, a person needs a second thing, a person needs Yisgaber Kari. That's not enough just to have Akaras HaTayif. A person also has to use at the same time Gvura Kari, and they have to go hand in hand. Because if not, then even though he's committed, but he's scared. That's the nature of people. They get scared from things. So for that, we need to have the Gvura of a lion to counteract that. What could help a person to have this Gvura of an Ari? Okay, I should be like a lion, but I don't feel like I'm like a lion. I'm scared. So what could help a person with that? So we know that Chazal say that El Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei, that really Yetzirah is very strong, and he's trying to get us in every front. And if not for Hashem's help, we can't do it. So if we realize that it's all about Si'ata D'Shemaya, that if I'm committed, then I'm going to get help from Hashem, then I'm not going to be afraid, because I'm starting off my day, I'm ready to start, I'm committed, I want to do it. But maybe I should be afraid that, you know, and that will sort of let me down, and I'm not going to be with the full. So if a person realizes that since I'm committed, I'm going to do it, I'll have betachin that Hashem will help me in every step of my day. I once heard a beautiful idea. You know, when we start our week, you know, Shabbos is a day of rest, Menucha, we don't have to worry about all the things going on in our lives, whatever is going on. Then comes Havdalah, and we realize that it's over. And we're starting the week, you know, everything's going to come hit us, right? So what's the first thing we say? We say, Hine, Kel, Yeshuasi Eftach, V'lo Yefchad. I'm going to have betochen in the Yeshua of Hashem, that Hashem is going to save me, and all my things that are happening this week, V'lo Yefchad, and now I don't have to be worried. The first thing that we say when we start our week is, Hine, Kel, Yeshuasi Eftach, V'lo Yefchad. I'm not going to get afraid to start my week.
So I shouldn't turn on my phone until after Abdullah.
So that's a tremendous way to help us to have that gvura kari, just to realize that I'm committed, I have a karsa tov, so I'm committed to Hashem, and then I know I'm going to have betacha and Hashem's going to help me, and then I'm not going to be afraid, because I know that I have someone working with Hashem, so the great Hashem who's going to help me fight, get me to where I want to go. With this in mind, we could understand the next word, Moida Ani. We say, thank you, Hashem. What's the next word after Moida Ani? Lifanecha. Lifanecha means, Moida Ani, Lifanecha. Lifanecha means that I'm in front of you. Lifanecha parallels the second thing that we're supposed to have in mind. And that's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. And that means to be holchem asher ma'ilas hashadzik atzadikim asher holchem lifnei hu aleikim. So the Mechaber says the first thing is yiskaber kari, and we explained what that means is to have hakaras hatoiv and to have the gvura like a lion. But there's another thing, and that's a person has to be aware that he's in the presence of Hashem. That's another important thing that we have to start our day. What does that mean? To realize that I'm lifnei Hashem. So when we start our day, the first three words, Moidani Lefanecha, is setting up is just mirroring the Mechaber and the Ramah. Moidani is I have a karz atoiv, and the Mechaber says Yiskaber Kari. Then Lefanecha, I realize that I'm in front of you. That's the way we start our day has in it everything that's in the Mechaber and the Ramah are telling us, that the way to start a day is with these three things. Hakarz atoiv, with not being afraid, to be like a lion. And number two is that we have to realize that we're in the presence of Hashem. And that's Moida Ani, and then that's Lefanecha. So Moida Ani Lefanecha mirrors it's all encapsulated in those three words, what the beginning of our day is supposed to look like. And could be, you could just add one more thing, that really, if you think about it, these two things, Moida Ani and Lefanecha, these two things are really the core of what Avodas Hashem is about. There's two parts to Avodas Hashem. That we know, the Svarim talk about this, it's all over Ava and Yira. A person to serve Hashem needs the element of Ava, and a person also needs Yira, and a person can't have Ava without Yira. And Yira, they're both necessary. We need both. Ava is, the Rambam says, when a person realizes that he's a recipient of Hashem's goodness, he comes to love Hashem, and he comes committed, he wants to do for Hashem. So that's Yiskaber Kari, that's Moida Ani. Moida Ani is that I realize that I'm a recipient of Hashem's goodness. So that's Ava. Then he gets a love for Hashem. He says, I want to do back for you, Hashem. Lefanecha is the idea of Yira Shemayim. What is Yira? To be aware that I'm in Hashem's presence. The word Yira also is also the word Yeiro'eh, to be seen. Yira is when I realize that I'm seen by Hashem, I'm in His presence, how could I do anything that's not 100%? That's Yira. So, Moida Ani is the facet of Avas Hashem. When I realize that I'm a recipient from Hashem, that's, I have Havakar Satoiv. Lefanecha, Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Samvid, is the other element that we need to serve Hashem, and that's Yira Shemayim, to realize that I'm in Hashem's presence. So these are the two things that are needed. Just want to... One last thing is that there's an interesting, on the words Moida Ani, it's not grammatically correct. So the Mefarshim talk about this. Moida Ani, it's not proper. It should be Ani Moida. Ani Moida, because you say I am Moida. In fact, in benching, in Berach Zamazin, we say Al Akol Anachnu Moidim Lach.
If you say Moida Lacha.
Where? By Moida. But Noida Lecha is not, when we talk about ourselves, we say I am Moida. So V'alakol Anachnu, I, or us, Alakol Anachnu, us, Anachnu Moidim Lach, right? So we talk about us, that's grammatically, it's more grammatically proper to say it that way. So why over here is it backwards? It should be Ani Moida, not Moida Ani. So I saw Pinkus says beautiful that like really, you know, what we said before, that the first thought and what we say at the beginning of the day is so crucial. We're setting the day. We don't want to start the day with the word Ani, I. You know, to start the day with talking about I, the first thing we want to say is Moideh Hashem, I am Moideh to you Hashem. So that's why we change it, even though it's not proper, but we change it to Ani Moideh. Perhaps we could just add one last idea to explain this, and then we'll end with this last thing. We know that when a person has Hakaras HaTov, so Hakaras HaTov is something which is real, an obligation. It's something that we have to do. If a person receives something from someone else, you have to be Makar Tov. And when a person is Makar Tov, it's something he has to do. But when there's another element, another reason why a Jew would be Makar Tov, and that is because we know that the essence of who we are, we're called Yehudim. Yehudim is Lashon of Hakaras HaTov, Yehudi, to be Moideh to Hashem. That's who we are. That's our essence. Our essence is to be Moideh. Now, we wouldn't say that every time that a Jew says thank you, that his true essence is shining through. Most times, probably, when we say thank you and we do it, is because we know we're doing it because it's the right thing to do and a person needs to be Makar Tov. But there's another element that really, in the Pnimius, in the inner core of a Jew, who he is really, is a person that's being Makar Tov, always. That's another element. There's what you have to do and then who we are. There's an interesting Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin in Parshas Lech Lecha by Yishmael, it says, Yishmael v'hu yiyeh pere adam. Yishmael will be a wild man. So he says an interesting thing. He says, we know usually when we describe someone, we say that someone is an ish chacham. We first, with the description comes after the person. The ish is the person, and the description of the person comes afterwards. Ish chacham. Adam toiv. A good person is not, in Lashon Kodesh, it's not good person, it's adam toiv. You say the person, and then the description of the person comes second. That's the way it always is. And he says, "V'leinimtza kemat b'shum makim b'mikra shem terika." And you won't find kemat. You won't in the whole Tanakh. You can almost never find that the description comes before. In Lashon Kodesh, the description comes after. Adam toiv ish chacham. So he says, why is it pere adam? It should be v'hu yiyeh adam pere. The description is pere, which means that he's wild. Yishmael is wild. Adam is the person. So why is it v'hu yiyeh pere adam? It should be v'hu yiyeh adam pere. That's his question. So he says an amazing thing. He says the Torah is telling us something. You see, normally the reason why is it that we say first ish chacham? Because the person who's who he is. There's something about him, some trait about him, which is not his whole essence, but something about him that he's a chacham, he's a wise man. But he's a person, and there's something about him. So ish chacham. That the description comes second because the person is who he is. He's a person. He has a lot of other traits maybe. There's a lot of other aspects about the person. So you don't put the description first because the person is who he is. There's a lot about a person that you could say. And then you want to say one thing element about him, so you say ish chacham. He says, by Yishmael, the essence, everything about him was para. He was para Adam. He was so wild that everything, whichever way you turned, all you saw was wild. The Adam was secondary. The essence, everything about him was para. So here, the Torah changes the order, which is not usually the way it is, because here, by Yishmael, that's everything. The name, the Adam was tuffled to Para. Para was everything about him from A to Z. He was Para, he was wild. That's what he says, a fascinating idea. So perhaps, you know, when a person is Makar Tov, a person is who he is, and most times we're Makar Tov because it's the right thing to do. Is that our essence shining through? Is that who we are? Not necessarily. When a person wakes up in the morning, I brought down a very interesting thing, a very fascinating idea. It's brought down from the Sefer Or HaMeir. He says as follows. He says, "B'zoyis yibachen ha'adam." For this, a person could test himself. If a person wants to test himself, "Im kusher b'pnimius machshavta yelabayir." If a person wants to do a test, a litmus test on himself. If he's, am I really connected with Hashem? Interesting, scary thing. Person wants to know, am I really inside me? Where am I holding with Hashem? Very interesting thing. How's the way to know? The moment a person wakes up in the morning, he should see, what's the first thought that comes into his mind? The moment he wakes up. That's a test to see who he is. Very interesting idea. So, when they instituted Moedei Ani, who are we? A Jew is a Yehudim. Our essence from A to Z is Yehudim, is to be Makertoi. Without the fact that the awareness that I'm obligated to be Makertoi. I am a Makertoi. That's who I am. When a person wakes up fresh in the morning, and that's who the person shines through, the essence of who we are is we are Makir Toiv. It's not something secondary about us. We are from A to Z Makir Toiv. So here, the order is changed. Just like by Para Adam. We don't say Adam Para. Because the essence of everything about him was Para, was wild. In the morning when we wake up, everything about us is the Pnimius, who a Jew is, shines through. And in the morning we say Moide Ani. The Moide comes before the Ani. Just like by Para Adam, because that's who we are at the beginning of the day. That's hopefully who we hope that's why it's instituted to say it in the other order, because the true essence of a person is shining through. Just to recap what we learned tonight, we learned the importance of Moedei Ani because it's the beginning of the day, it's the rachis of the day, and that really sets the tone for the whole day. That's why Moedei Ani is so important. Then we learned that just like Yehuda, when we set out on journey in the Midbar, it was Sheva Yehuda. Yeshiva, the primary two midas of Sheva Yehuda is Hakaras HaTayiv and Gibor, and to be like a lion, strong like a lion. And that's also the two midas that we have when we start our day, Yiskaber Kari and Moedei Ani. And the reason why we need that is because we need Hakaras HaTayiv to realize that we're recipients of Hashem's goodness, and that's what's going to make it that we're going to accept Hashem's Imam Lech Hashem to start off the day right. But we also need to have the fear. We also have to be like a lion, not to be afraid of what's standing up against us. And that's why we need both of these things. And then we said that's the next word is lefanecha, is parallel to what the Ramah tells us we need to have, we're supposed to be lefnei Hashem. So these are two things that we could really keep in mind. If a person wakes up in the morning, a person says, Moedei Ani, Makir Toiv, Hashem, I'm accepting to do the right thing today, and I'm going to be like a lion, I'm not going to be afraid. And Lefanecha, I'm aware that I'm in front of you, Hashem, which is really the two elements that we need, Ava and Yira. And then we just said over why the order is different, Moedei Ani and not Ani Moedei. And that's it. Thank you.
Why wasn't the...